on Phoenix 98 FM. Now I'm joined in the studio by Sue Matthews from Save Shenfield Library. Shenfield Library services not only Shenfield but Hutton residents as well. There was a plan to actually close 25 libraries. This is now stopped.
Thank you, Michelle. We've had tremendous support from everyone in the local community. The schools have been very involved with poster competitions. I've got some lovely posters that we're going to use tomorrow at our public meeting. We've had lots of support also from local businesses. We've got posters up in many of the local shops in Shenfield and Hutton. We've also had people being very generous in terms of providing us with services and so on. Husty Knights have printed posters for us. Chicken and Frog have donated posters. We've got some lovely banners which have been printed for us at cost by another local business. So we've had tremendous support from everyone in the community.
What does it actually provide for your community? Because it isn't just about going to get a book.
Absolutely. Shenfield Library is a vital community hub. It's used by people from zero to almost 100, I would say. There are baby massage groups, rhyme time, there are toddler reading groups, and there's also the summer reading scheme, which is coming up, which has had 800 children involved last summer and does a fantastic job in preventing the summer reading dip, where children have 6 weeks or more off school and then their reading level declines. So that's a very valuable service. But the government's very involved in trying to tackle isolation and loneliness among older people. And we have a relatively elderly population in Shenfield, and I'm sure the same is in Hutton too. And they make great use of the library as a place to drop in. They can go and read the newspaper, see somebody if they're perhaps stuck in their own four walls for the rest of the day. It's a target that people can walk to, so it's a really vital community asset for us.
So you're having a public meeting tomorrow.
But when we decided to actually organise this meeting, we billed it as a meeting to give everybody an update on Essex County Council's plans, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Mm. We're very pleased that the future of Shenfield Library is, we hope, assured for the next 5 years. That was what was announced in the council meeting on the 10th of July. But there's still a degree of uncertainty as to exactly what has been offered. The library strategy won't be published until the 15th of July, which is the coming Monday, and that's where we'll be able to read the small print. And as we're always told when we sign a contract, you must read the small print before you agree to anything.
Yes.
So I think we'd like to see that before we pop the champagne corks, as somebody was suggesting.
How is the library run at the moment? Is it actually got people that work for the council that run it, or is it volunteers? How does it work?
At the moment, we're very fortunate in Shenfield to have a library which is staffed by trained Essex County Council staff. Yeah. We have three library members at Essex County at Shenfield Library who are very knowledgeable, very experienced, and well able to help anyone using the library with the various different services, and they also promote the various groups which take place, things like the knit and natter and all sorts of different things that happen there, and they help to facilitate all of those groups.
Because what it can mean is, although on one hand they can say library will stay open for 5 years, which, as you said, that time will go past very, very quickly, and then we're back to square one again. But the other thing is you can end up with volunteers running the library that don't really have experience. They just volunteered maybe for something to do, and they might be generally in the community and want to do something good. But then who can volunteer 5 days a week from 9 through till 5? So you end up with libraries that are run by volunteers very patchy on when people are able to actually have the services there. So it means all the additional services that you run, you must have a member of staff there. It can't run the same way.
Exactly. That's completely the case. Save the Library Group was approached and asked whether we wanted to put in a bid to run the library, and we felt that was completely untenable. Not only were we going to be expected to run the library, but to finance it. Shenfield Library is an extremely well-used library. 75,000 people used the library building last year, which is a massive figure. Mm. That's not something which is in the grasp of a voluntary group. And in any case, we feel that the best way of providing an effective library service in Essex is using trained and employed members of staff, not volunteers, who unfortunately, with the best will in the world, have other commitments, and the library would be likely to be their sort of second priority rather than their first priority.
There will be some details published on Monday the 15th.
Yes, that's what's going to happen. Yes, yep. That's a new library strategy.
Yep. And when, so you will get that on the 15th, and then you'll be arranging hopefully another meeting for people to hear.
We will see what it says in the strategy, and I think we will make a decision based on that. We may need to have another update meeting or to publish something locally in the press to explain to people what's happened. We would like to believe that what's been offered by Essex County Council has been offered in good faith, and that we will in fact continue to have a staffed and funded library in Shenfield with no significant change to what's actually happening. Essex County Council they said at the start of the Essex Library Needs Assessment that they were looking to modernise the service, and Councillor McKinley, when we met her this week, was very keen to say that modernisation was not another way of saying cost cutting or reduction in service, but actually a genuine modernisation, and we look forward to seeing what in fact she will be promising in relation to that. Councillor McKinley has handed over her responsibility for the library to Councillor Mohindra, and later in the summer we hope to hear from them what their detailed proposals are for the running of Shenfield Library.
And you've also got Chris Hossock, the leader of Brentwood Council, coming down to the meeting tomorrow.
Yes, I'm very pleased to say that we've had great support from Chris Hossack, and quite a few people will have seen the article in the Gazette, which was published a couple of weeks ago. We're very glad that he is supporting our campaign on behalf of Shenfield Library, and that he's attending our meeting.
The library isn't just to go and get your books. There's so many other things that make it the hub of a community. As you said, 5 years will go past very, very quickly. And that's why you want to try and secure everything. Tell us a little bit more. You were saying about the summer reading scheme earlier. So how long has that been running for?
Well, that's an interesting one. The summer reading scheme has been running for 20 years. And my children used it, and now my grandchildren use it. And I'd really like it to be kept available for all the children in Shenfield and Hutton, who make incredible use of it. 800 readers is twice the population of Shenfield St Mary's School, so that's two complete primary schools make use of that summer reading scheme, and it's not just the state schools, the private school children also use that library as well for the summer reading scheme. We hope that we'll be able to publish the Gazette will be able to publish an article about this in next week's edition, and that will give people a clearer idea of about what exactly is being offered for Shenfield Library, although there will be further details later in the summer once we've heard from Councillor Mohindra. That's Essex County Councillor Mohindra.
Well, well done to you, Sue, because it's local community, it's getting people together and getting action, and that's what you and the campaign team have done, so well done.
Thank you, Michelle.
You know, do let us know what's going to happen next.
Thank you very much indeed, Michelle. It's been very helpful to be able to talk to you this morning about what we're doing.
And the lovely, can we just say there's some lovely posters. We did mention it. I will put pictures up on the website. There's lovely pictures. Who were they done by?
Children at St Mary's School.
Good morning to the children at St Mary's. Very arty. Right.